Well, folks, obviously this is something we've been watching very closely across the state of Missouri at MissouriNet, and that is a winter storm that is expected to hit most of the state. And we've got a winter storm warning in effect right now and a winter weather advisory that will be in effect here in a little bit. And obviously the anticipation is it's going to start late tonight, continue through Friday. I'm Brian Houseworth, and Pamela Patrika joins me. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Pam, I know you're very busy. Appreciate your time. Let's start with the warning area, the winter storm warning. It looks to me like we're talking probably Columbia, Jeff City, Sedalia. Let's talk about those areas and the time frame for when that warning will start and how long it goes to.
That warning does start around midnight tonight, and that will continue through most of the day. Friday, storm will be winding down Friday evening.
And so basically from midnight until Friday, and what are the towns that it would be in the communities in that winter storm warn area?
The winter storm warning area actually extends for portions of southeast Kansas, extending into southwest Missouri and on up into central and then up into northeast Missouri. So it does cover a pretty good size area.
Obviously, Moberly, Columbia, Sedalia, Jeff City, all included. How much snow and ice are we looking at those areas that were in the winter storm warning? And I know it's hard to track that, but what are you thinking right now?
Right now, we're thinking for most of that area, generally along that Butler to Sedalia to Moberly line, including Columbia, Jefferson City, and some areas south of there, could see a quarter of an inch all the way up to perhaps a half an inch of ice accumulation.
In snow as well?
Most of the snow, significant snowfall is going to be north of this area. This area is mainly on the more of ice. We'll see lesser snow amounts. So we'll see more of a freezing rain first, maybe some light snow later in the day on Friday before that system moves out. But mainly for that Moberly to Butler and south, it's looking more ice versus snowstorm.
And then obviously we have a winter weather advisory for several other areas that we have affiliates in, including St. Joseph, including Bethany, and probably the Trenton area as well. They're under a winter weather advisory, and that's kind of in the blue area. And Pamela, just real quick on those areas, it looks like that's primarily snow. How much snow do you think? Am I reading it right? Primarily snow. And what's the time frame for that?
For those areas across northeast Kansas, up into northwest Missouri, and up into Iowa, and that includes St. Joe area, we're looking at about 1 to 3 inches, possibly some people on the south side of St. Joe, down towards the Kansas City area, would see a little bit higher snowfall.
Final question, as far as what are the first communities that'll start seeing this, that'll start, it sounds like it's going to be coming up from the south and moving straight up, is that right?
Correct. The storm system is taking more of a southern track, and it will move up into the area, so should start seeing some precipitation work up into southern Missouri, and then as it hits that colder air, transitioning from rain to more freezing rain with those colder surface temperatures, and then gradually transitioning to snow as it works its way a little bit further north.
I know you're very busy. Anything you'd like to add?
Just if you don't need to travel, please don't. Conditions are going to deteriorate very rapidly tomorrow morning, especially into mid, late morning and afternoon hours. Travel is going to be very difficult, if not impossible, with those freezing rain amounts. And then as it, of course, if further north, we are getting some of those higher snowfall amounts, so travel is still going to be difficult across those areas as well. So if you don't have to travel, I would not recommend it.